With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. The USDA's 2022-2023 September wheat production forecast is unchanged from August at 1.783 billion bushels. 2022-2023 wheat exports are also unchanged from the previous month at 825 million bushels. And there are no by-class changes. U.S. wheat exports for June and July of 2022 reached a total of 117 million bushels, down 23% from the same time last year. September U.S. wheat imports are unchanged at 110 million bushels, up from 95 million in 21 through 22. America's wheat imports for June and July total 23 million bushels, up 50% from the same period in 2021. The 2022-2023 season average farm price is projected at $9 a bushel, down 25 cents from the previous month. However, it would still be a record. Wheat futures markets remain volatile on a daily basis, underscored by uncertainty regarding the continuity of shipments from the Black Sea region. Recent data says prices may be lower in the coming months. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
Max Steffes here from the Steffes Group. Folks, if you're in the market for farm real estate, check out our September auctions, which include 1,000 acres by Beardsley, 120 acres near Sabin, a 2,500-acre ranch north of Beach, North Dakota, 462 acres around Edinburgh, 466 acres near Hunter, 156 acres near Absaraka, 783 acres near Mott, North Dakota, 334 acres north of Lemoore, and 160 acres south of Oaks. Take a look right now at steffesgroup.com.
A Bloomberg article has a large number of soybean farmers around the world worried about the future of Chinese soybean demand. The Chinese government is attempting to boost the country's food security by trying to lower the number of soybeans turned into animal feed. The farm ministry says feed grains are the biggest problem when it comes to China's food supply. Ministry officials are asking the feed sector to learn from some of the country's top producers who have successfully cut down on the amount of soybean meal used in their livestock rations as their main source of protein. China is by far the biggest importer of soybeans in the world, and the largest import bill last year totaled more than $50 billion. Bloomberg says that even modest shifts in soy consumption would help to control both import costs and inflation and represent a worry for legions of overseas farmers that rely on Chinese demand. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.